Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, friends, I've been having some things bubble up in me, and I need to get these off my heart, and I know when it's the Lord, and I know when He's trying to get something up into my head, because we know that God speaks to the heart, not the head. The head comes after the heart, right? But interestingly enough, I was just thinking a couple minutes ago of a conversation. The conversation was 2 years ago, and it was just out of nowhere. And that's usually when you know it's the Lord. It's like, okay, what is this about? I'm bringing this to a head. Okay, walk out the thought. Okay, that's what I'm doing right now. And interestingly enough, I remember a guy, you know, it was an attorney who said this to me. He goes, Bradley, he goes, that's the problem that you have. He said, you always get in trouble because you don't think before you say something. And I started to think to myself, wait a second, I get in trouble for what I say. And then I began to say within myself, what is it that I said that got me into trouble? Is it the issue of abortion? Because I know in Proverbs 6, the Bible says that God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Did I get in trouble for that? Well, if I did, then guess what? I'm at peace with God while I'm at war with those that are warring against my God. And then I thought to myself, well, what do I get in trouble for? Are you talking about the radical homosexuals? What, because I don't accept the abomination of two men lying with one another, sodomites? Or women and women and men, they want to get married? No. I'm beginning to see what's going on here. Wait a second. So because you don't speak out on these issues, which you are commanded to do by the God that you say that you love, and because you don't do it, guess what? You want to point the finger at somebody that is doing it, because while you're at war with God, you are appeasing the enemy. You are giving way to the enemy through your silence. And that's exactly what he did. Through his silence, he was making peace with the world while he allowed the enemies of God to continuously push forth their agenda, because he didn't speak out against their issues, their abominations before a just and a holy God. And then I thought, wait a second. Okay, wait. I don't know, in this particular situation, this attorney guy that told me, you know, Bradley, you get in trouble for the things that you say. We're Christians. We're appointed to afflictions. We're supposed to get in trouble. Your enemy knows that. But the difference is they don't get in trouble because those that claim to be the good guys allow them to do the bad things. So wait a second. Who's good and who's bad here? There is no difference. And this particular individual, he told me, you know, my dad was a preacher at a church. And my dad wanted to call this adulterated relationship for what it was. But if he did that, he would have gotten in trouble. Wait a second. You're commanded by God's moral law within your heart to do unto others as you would have them do unto you, which is the fulfilling of the law. Oh, wait a second. This is what it is. It's a lack of love. You mean you don't love that woman and that man enough to call them up before a just and a holy God, to show them their sin before God, so it brings and works forth repentance by the Holy Ghost, who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. So what begs the question? Where's the love? There isn't any, because love is the fulfilling of the law. And see, he was angry with me because I don't withhold that fire that shot up in my bones. When it's there, it goes. See, I get in trouble for doing the right thing before God, not the wrong thing before God. My wife just told me just a couple of minutes ago that we're going to be doing an event out in a state that's close by to the state of Minnesota here. And she told me, my wife, that, you know, the church has a hard time with Bradley's message. And I just said within myself, it's not the church. If it was the church, they would love the truth, because God's moral law is written in their hearts and in their minds, Hebrews 10, Psalm 40. And so I go back and forth over and over and over again, and then I begin to think, and these thoughts come back. See, the Holy Ghost is the great remembrancer. And folks, did you know that George Barna did a research on pastors on the issues of the day? And he said what we're finding is when we ask them about the key issues of the day, 90% of them that preach from the pulpit telling us, yes, the Bible speaks to every one of these issues. Then we ask them, well, are you teaching people what the Bible says about those issues? And the numbers drop to less than 10% of the pastors who know the truth. Less than 10% of the pastors that know the truth actually preach out against it. Did you hear what I said? 90% of them know what they're to preach out against, but only 10% do their job. I want to tell you firsthand, that's not even close to the truth. You know, it was William Booth that said, if you want to change the future, you have to trouble the present. How is it that, friends, the enemy understands that more than the professed church understands that? If I'm getting in trouble for doing the right thing because I want a future and a hope for our posterity, so be it. Grace and peace be unto those that understand as to what I say. I'm dead to this world and I'm alive to Christ. And I'm quickened by the Holy Ghost to do what He commands me to do. Not what I want to do, not what I feel like I should do. You know, and interestingly enough, my wife was talking about John Wesley, the great prophet field preacher, Charles Whitfield, John Knox, talking about these great men of God of the past. See, but people don't do their homework and find out that they were actually kicked out of the church for doing the will of God. And that was a blessing, because they actually found the heart of God when they were kicked out of the church. And what is that? To seek and save that which is lost. And that's exactly what they did. See, the spirit of the world, my friends, has not changed. They continuously persecute, the professed Christians do, persecute the living ones while they praise the dead ones. They praise the dead ones, but they persecute the living ones. And they do it to their own demise. This morning I was on a radio broadcast across the nation. And during one of the breaks, and I'm not condemning the individual, the truth will do that. But interestingly enough, he told me, let's just talk about the Constitution and the issues of the day without being so Christian about everything. And then he tells me how he's a born-again Christian. And I'm sitting back saying to myself, do you realize that I am not in the business of denying the Christ that bought me? Did I withhold? Absolutely not. The light went on. Folks, we're in dark times, and it's time for the church to be the light of the world. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Interject thought, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. I was sharing with you during this first segment here that we're on the second one now, of course. But during the first segment, I was sharing with you as I was just upstairs and all of a sudden this dropped in my heart. I remember an attorney saying to me, you get in trouble because you don't think before you talk. My mind tells me that I'm not conformed to this world, but I'm transformed by the renewing of my mind by the word of God, and we're to know concerning the doctrine. And the Bible also tells us that our conversation is to become the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I don't like mentally fit that. I can't do that. The Holy Ghost does that. He leads my conversation right as he shows unto us the salvation of the Lord. Psalm 50. And then secondly, I was telling you right before the last break there how I was doing a radio interview this morning. And during the break, I was told not to make it so Christian. And, I'm a preacher. And I thought, okay, pretty bizarre. He said he wanted to talk about the Constitution and patriotic, issues and so on and so forth. I said, well, they're one and the same. You can't make a reference to the Constitution or its enumerated laws without making reference to the Declaration of Independence, and you can't make reference to the Mosaic Institution without actually inciting God's Word, which solidifies and makes sense, I'm saying this as simple as I can, of the Constitution and its enumerated laws. Don't talk about the Constitution without making reference to God's moral law, right? Like, for example, thou shalt not kill, right? We can't kill in this country because God said thou shalt not kill. You can't commit adultery, although it's promoted. They're at war with God, too. How's that working out for you, America? But God said, in number 7, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not covet. Honor your father and your mother. Thou shalt not steal. And then I can go to the first tablet, which is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. What happens when you disobey that? You get in trouble. Take a look around, America. Number 2 is, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, nor bow down thyself to serve them, a god that you created in your mind, which does not exist. And number 3 is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. That means you better practice what you preach if you confess that you're a Christian. Okay, so when he told me that, then he went on to tell me how he was a born-again Christian. And of course, I already had everything running through me. And of course, I'm not in the business of denying Christ, and I'm not going to do that. And so we just got back in the radio, and I just started going down the same road. You know, we're in the predicament that we're in today, and everybody was debating. Now, it wasn't a bad conversation, nothing negative about the conversation at all. But the fact that we want to deny God and then just magnify the problems, therein lies the problem. Because God is out of the conversation, because he's not in the hearts of men, what do they want to do? They want to magnify the problems rather than magnify the God that will deal with the problems if his church responds to his commandments. Do you see how this works? This nation is turning into hell because it doesn't want God in the conversation. How embarrassing for the American people. Through the eyes of God, not only are we a shameful, ungrateful people, but to add insult to injury upon our posterity by going along with the propaganda of those that we claim to be America's enemies through our silence. Shame on you, majorly. I also want to let you know, too, that my message isn't one here to appease anybody. Either you're going to get angry or you're going to get saved, no in between. When you are saved, guess what? You're going to love the truth and you're going to love the message. And if we had 100 men in this country that would stand up and do what they're commanded to do, we wouldn't be here today. Simply put. You know, I was thinking about this too. When you go to Matthew 10:18, listen carefully. It says, "But beware of men. For they will hand you over to the courts and scourge you in their synagogues." In their synagogues. In their synagogues. This is the religious people's churches, right? They're going to scourge you in their churches, their synagogues. "And you will even be brought before governors and kings for my sake," Jesus said to his disciples. "As a testimony to them and to the Gentiles," non-Jewish. "But when they hand you over, don't worry about how or what you are to say, for it will be given you in that hour what you are to say. But keep in mind, friends, you're going to be delivered up to governors and kings for my sake," said Jesus to his disciples, "for a testimony against them." Not for them. Against them, not for them. "And don't worry about what you're going to say when you're standing before them, because I'll give you the words." The Holy Ghost will give you the words. The Holy Ghost who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. The Holy Ghost that comes to confront this world, not to come into the world and tell the world everything's okay with it, because the Holy Ghost and Jesus at no time ever came into the world to tell the world that everything was okay. His message was, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. How are they to repent if you don't preach 90% law and 10% grace? All right? "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul," Psalm 19:7. "Wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith." Galatians 3:24. What's missing? "For by the law is the knowledge of sin." Romans 3:20. Oh, that law. That's right. That's what's missing. That's why people are offended in this country. This is why corruption in government hates the church. And by the way, I have a friend. It's a former CIA agent, said the whole objective of this administration is to upend the Constitution and the Christians in this country. That's exactly what he told me. And guess who's helping him along? The professed churches. Oh, we have a hard time, you know, swallowing his message. It reminds me of when John Wesley, the great English field preacher, he was a prophet, would have 1,500 people follow him out into a field, and the people would drop under the power of God. And when he would do that, well, history was obviously written concerning the John Wesleys of the world. The Bible says in the book of Malachi 3, that a book of remembrance is written concerning those that fear the Lord. Well, he was one of them. Well, did you know that the professed church of the day didn't like John Wesley's rough countenance? So they had the artist paint an effeminate picture of John Wesley. It's probably the one that you see today. See, they don't like the fact that Jesus isn't effeminate. They don't like the fact that he's not a pansy walking around with pink little booties on, smacking sheep on the backside, telling them everything is okay, don't worry about it, God's on the throne. And if it gets too bad, well then Jesus said to the sheep that just don't worry about it, you'll be raptured out of here. Bang! Not scriptural. You know, as a matter of fact, I was out with my kids today, and we took a little bit of a drive. And in the process, we have Bible stories my kids watch. And when I was listening to the voice of Jesus, my kids were aggravated with it. And one of my sons looked at me and said, "Dad, this isn't how Jesus was." I said, "You're exactly right. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the Lion. He is a man of war. He is the one that said he didn't come into the world to bring peace, but a sword. He is the one that came in to bring about variance." Well, wait a second. I haven't heard that. He is the one that said, if you love your life, you're going to lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake, you'll find it. That's the Jesus I'm talking about. But interestingly enough, my son looked at me and said, "Dad, that isn't how Jesus was. Jesus spoke as one having authority and not as the religious hypocrites of the day." I said, "You're exactly right, honey." And the voice was so pathetic on this cartoon. And I'm listening to it, and he's talking like, "And my children, I want you to know." And he goes on and on with that effeminate, you know, we're told meek voice, you know, gentle meekness. Yeah. No, let's put that into perspective really quick, and I'll come back to that thought. Moses was the meekest man alive, but he came in authority to the face of Pharaoh to tell him to let my people go or else. And then God dropped the judgments upon the heads of God's enemies. Moses was the meekest man alive, but he went to the most dangerous man, the most dangerous individual in the world, and he told him what the deal was. He didn't ask him. That's meekness. That's power under control. Jesus was meek. Power under control. That was all Holy Ghost power. And it's interesting, those that understand that power like David did when he said, "By my God, I'll go through a troop. By my God, I'll go through a wall. I'll jump and leap over the top of a wall." It was David as a youth that said and understood the power of God and the anointing of God when he said to all the people standing around and looking at Saul and saying, "Saul, hey, dude, why are you guys allowing Goliath to defy the armies of the living God? Hey, listen, I was trained up out in the sheep cot. I was taking care of the sheep. The Lord trained me up by taking out the lion and the bear. I can surely take this one out." He understood the power of God. That was a meek man of God. And so was Samson, and so was Gideon, all the way from Genesis to Revelation. I'm going to come back on that thought concerning the cartoon right after this break.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Really quick on this thought. Sam, you got a little piece there? This is the cartoon they were listening to this morning. Check out. This is Jesus, friends.
Find, knock, and it shall be opened. For all who ask in faith shall receive.
Teach us to pray then, Master.
When you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven.
No, okay, that's good. Now, can I ask you something, friends? Have you ever heard anybody speak like that before? Have you ever been to a church service where a speaker or a preacher or a hireling or a whore ever got up to the pulpit or the podium and talked like that? How many people do you think are going to hang out for more than 2 minutes? Tell me that's not effeminate. I looked at my four boys after I was listening to it, and I said, how many times have you ever heard anybody talk like that? What about when you go into a church and you see this effeminate Jesus with a little blood by his feet and a little blood on his hands? No, no, friends, he was marred beyond recognition. And do keep in mind, friends, 11 of the 12 apostles were martyred brutally. What do you suppose their message was? Was it God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life? Or was it a demonstration? And the enemy hated him so bad that they didn't want to see that demonstration. Well, just go ask the religious people of the day who actually crucified Christ. Remember, they were afraid of losing their place and their nation. Do you remember when Jesus of Nazareth blew our friend Lazarus out of the grave 4 days thinking? Do you remember in verse 12, chapter 12, book of John? Well, they said they wanted to see Lazarus, because they wanted to take out Lazarus along with Jesus. They wanted to kill them both. They didn't want the fruit. They didn't want people to follow the Christ, the light of the world. You know, if you do a little history on that, friends, isn't it also interesting? As long as people can get from God what they want from God. It kind of reminds me of the 10 lepers. They were all healed. Only one came back, and it was a foreigner. Isn't that interesting? Or what about when they seen all of Jesus and his miracles, or when he fed the people with five loaves and or five fish and two loaves? 5,000 men. That wasn't the whole number, friends. That was just the men. And then women and children besides, and they were all filled. Remember those miracles? And then people followed him. And remember there was one point where they followed Jesus because of his miracles and what they could get from him? And they wanted to make him the king. And then 2 days later, they were crying out, "Crucify him, crucify him." Oh, how fickle man is. He knows not what spirit he's of. Folks, why is it that when we look at true Christianity, we're offended by it? Instead of repenting, you rise up within yourself, people do, because they love their sin more than they love the Savior, and they war against God to their own damnation. They persecute the living ones and they praise the dead ones. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. They don't realize that a man of God is not sent to be a leader of consensus, that he doesn't take a stand in order to search for consensus. He is ultimately a molder of consensus because he is led of the Holy Ghost. And the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort or in moments of convenience like the professed church, but where he stands in moments of challenge and in moments of controversy. Isn't that interesting? But when that leader, that molder of consensus is dead, they can cry out, "Well, now that he's safely dead, let us praise him, for dead men make for such convenient heroes. They cannot rise up to challenge the images we fashion for them. Besides, it's easier to build a monument to a man of God than it is a movement." Nothing's changed. Same spirit in the world. And I'll tell you why. It's because people don't understand the Spirit of Christ. You know, John Calvin said it best when he said, "Whomsoever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life crammed with very many and various kinds of evil." See, that's real Christianity. But the other side of that, in a word of encouragement and exhortation, and to some edification, we're appointed unto afflictions, as I said earlier. "But many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all." See, we think that we're supposed to stand back and just let things go the direction that they're going and then cry out and get together with a bunch of burnt hippies and call it Christianity and have end times meetings and actually deceive ourselves into believing that we are going to heaven. And just let the issues of the day go by. There's nothing we can do about it. God's on his throne. Nothing we can do about it. Nothing 350 million people in this country can do concerning less than 1.7% of the population. Oh, woe is me. Well, they stand back and allow the dog to bark at the master. You stand back, America, and you allow the dogs to bark at the master and you let them do it. The enemies of America don't even do that. And it shows America their lack of Christianity. A dog barks when his master's attacked. Friends, I'd be a coward if I saw that God's truth is attacked and yet would remain silent. And everybody knows the quote by Edmund Burke when he said that evil prevails because good men do nothing. Or what about Abraham Lincoln? Men sin by silence when they should protest. And it makes cowards of men. I do understand why this is. Because what men want to do is they want to avoid the punishment of sin because they love the pleasure of it until death comes forth, Romans 6. But most men want to avoid the punishment of sin. They even want to resist it and defend their sins. I want to let all those that choose that path know that the end is death, first of all. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. And I also want you to understand that you're going to succeed as well as the dog that bites into the spine of a porcupine. You're going to succeed as well as the dog that bites into the spines of a porcupine. The audacity, going back, of anybody asking me to tone down Christian talk, therein lies America's problem. Therein lies America's problem, right there. We reject the very God that shed His grace upon us through His Son, Jesus Christ. And I want to say this, friends, where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved. And I want to tell you this, and I want you to hear me well. By the grace of God, I am not moving. By the grace of God. Where the battle rages, let hell rage, friends. Let them do what they will. Because when the big brother, my big brother, comes on the scene, he comes to manifest himself to destroy the works of the devil. And by the way, that's why we are a free nation. And don't tell me about how we don't have all of our freedoms anymore. You can have them back because you still have the freedom to do the right thing, but you have to be willing to fight for them. Where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved, and to be steady on all battlefields besides his mere flight and disgrace if he flinches at that one point. You have homosexuality attempting to suppress anybody that speaks out against them so they can have their way. Because of the silence of over 300,000 pulpits in America. You have 57 million murdered babies in the womb. Because over 300,000 pulpits remain silent. And it's absolutely amazing to me, friends, when I go into public schools, hey, there's been times where I've gone back and did the same high school assembly because we were in demand. We went back three times the same year. They loved the message so much. But you go into a professed church, oh, we can't have that. We got to have a pizza party. We got to play secular music without God. That kind of music, worldly music. And you know, you're just a little too hard on them. No, I'm not hard enough. I had a friend, and I still do have a friend, that lives about 13 miles down the road from me. And he used to work for this farmer. And this farmer, what he said, he was just black and white about everything he said and did. And he didn't understand it. And one day he had a conversation with the farmer's wife. And she said, you know, I want you to understand that my husband understands this to be real love. She said when he was in Vietnam, she said he's seen so many replacements come in and they were taken out. They were killed because they didn't listen the first time. Folks, is that not the love of God? I remember one time driving around the lake here in the state of Minnesota, Lake Harriet. Had my little 2.5-year-old baby sitting on my lap, beautiful little boy with a diaper on. All of a sudden, my right leg starts to get wet, and I said, whoa, 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 wait a second, what's going on here? He peed his pants on my leg, and I wanted the girl that was driving the car to know that I didn't pee my pants. I took my little boy on the side of the road. We stopped. I said, now you just wait for a second and let me get out. You obey Daddy. And what my little boy did is when we pulled over on the side of the road, I set him on the curb. He disobeyed me, friends. He disobeyed me. And when he disobeyed me, guess what he did? He ran behind the car and he ran right in front of the van. My beautiful little 2.5-year-old boy. My beautiful 2.5-year-old little boy. What's the moral of the story? I'll tell you the rest on the other side. Final segment coming up. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name's Floyd Brown from the Western Center for Journalism. I love Bradley Dean. I'll tell you what, here's a man with passion that is going out and providing important messages to young people, and I really salute him for what he's doing. That's why here at WesternJournalism.com, we run Bradley Dean's op-eds every single week. If you want to read Bradley Dean at WesternJournalism.com, come on over, and I really enjoy the radio program, too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At MoneyCode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit MoneyCode23.com for free today. That's MoneyCode23.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
You know, friends, really what it comes down to is this. I'd rather have people hate me with the knowledge that I tried to save them, to do all that within my power to save them. I'd rather have people hate me for that very purpose. You know, I remember a guy one time said this to me years ago. He said, you know, Bradley, you don't have to beat the sheep. And I put some thought to that, and I said, yeah, you're right. You don't have to beat the sheep. That is, if they are the sheep. There's a story told of a little sheepy who kept walking away from the shepherd. You know, they were all rounded up. They were all corralled. 100 of them were. And this one particular sheep, he just kept going about, doing his own thing. Bah, bah. I don't want to live by your rules. I don't want any of your rules. And well, that sheep, it kept departing. It kept rebelling against the other sheep, those that were sheep. And the shepherd finally went over there. His name is Jesus Christ. He picked up that sheep, and he had this stick. And with this staff, he had these little goads on the bottom of it. And what he did is he took it, and he broke the legs of that little sheep. Oh, my goodness. What, Bradley? What are you saying? Jesus went over there, and he broke the legs of that sheep so it wouldn't run away anymore. He loved it so much. And he took that little sheep and he put it around his neck until that little sheep learned the voice of the good shepherd. And once that little sheep began to understand the voice of the good shepherd, because the voice of a stranger we will not follow, John 10, I want to tell you what, that's exactly who he is. First-hand experience, that's exactly who he is. He'll break your legs, man, if you're his. and he'll put you around his neck until you learn his voice, know the doctrine of the Word of God, go to it, and know the grace of God and truth. Taste and see that he's good, and you'll never depart. And as that little sheep learned the voice of the good shepherd, his legs began to heal. And it got to the point where the shepherd could take that little rebellious sheep who was no longer rebellious, but now he understood, who began to lead the other sheep. That's a leader that Christ makes. As we follow him, you follow me, friends. Going back to the story of my little 2.5-year-old boy who wet his pants on my leg, I took him on the side of the road, Lake Harriet. Wanted the girl to know that I didn't pee my pants that was driving. My little 2.5-year-old boy did. Beautiful little man. Went over to the side of the road, told him to sit there and just wait for me until I get out. Don't you disobey Daddy. He disobeyed Daddy. And as he disobeyed Daddy, he ran out behind the car, and ran right in front of a van. And the van stopped. About 2 seconds and 2 inches later, my little boy would have been creamed. I went over and I grabbed my little boy and I spanked his butt so hard. And I told him, I said, I love you so much. Don't you ever disobey me again. Don't you ever disobey me again. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, and therefore be zealous and repent. That is true love. And I want to let you know too, friends, that if you are his, you can do what you will. You keep walking away from the rest of the sheep. You keep doing what you want to do. You go, boy. You go, girl. Rest assured, sooner or later, he's going to come about because of his love for you, and he's going to take that staff and he's going to break your legs so you'll learn his voice. And I also want you to understand that is the faithfulness of the captain of my salvation, because without him, I'd be as blind as all can be. But by his grace, now I see. And here we are. The church needs to understand what real love is. And hopefully you received of that anointing that ran down Aaron's beard to set you free. It's the anointing, friends, Isaiah 10, that breaks the yoke of bondage. It's the anointing that opens your eyes that you might have eyes to see. It opens your ears that you might have ears to hear. Remember, the apostles only did that which they heard and only could do that which they seen the Lord do. And they understood. So, friends, I want to tell you, you just got 90% law, 10% grace today. America needs to get back. It needs to, as Elijah said on Mount Carmel, how long will you falter between two opinions, America? Either the Lord is God or he's not. I'm here, by the grace of God, to mock the false prophets, friends, because I want to let you know what. The fire falls. We're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. You're to find your faith in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. We're called to be witnesses of the resurrection power, Holy Ghost power. That is the gift of prophecy. Revelations 19, right? We can do this. The last thing we need to do in this country is magnify the problems. And the way that you do that is you get rid of God. It's time that we start to praise the Most High God and magnify the Most High God. And ask him to put a song in our heart, a new song, because Jesus said he maketh all things new. And in praise and worship, friends, which is obedience to his word, it doesn't mean you're just sitting around singing songs all day. It means you actually live out, by the love of God that's been shed abroad in your hearts, you actually live out what's in your heart given unto you by grace. Because of his mercy. And I'll tell you what, when you understand his mercy and his grace, you will magnify his law unto judgment, because when his judgments are in the earth, Isaiah 26, the inhabitants of the earth will learn righteousness, and not until then. You can also read Psalm 94 when you get a moment. Friends, I appreciate my listeners. I appreciate your support. I appreciate you putting us up in the place of your favorite radio stations and radio show on a daily basis. Number two during the week, number one during the weekend. People listen to this radio broadcast because we're willing to tell you what the truth is with no compromise. Some people need to understand that's why we're not getting a lot of phone calls all the time, is because we're not here to debate away the pith and marrow of the truth. No, we're telling you what the deal is because the deal's been told to us. Right? That's wisdom. That's prudence, friends, is to take the word of God for what it says, stand upon the rock,
and do the will of God by the revelation of the Holy Ghost. And by the way, we have friends that are a part of that. Because obviously everyone that listens to this radio show knows what our objective is. That is to wake up America, give a knowledge from the Word of God as to how we should bring forth resolve. Do all that we can do and leave the results up to God. And with that said, recently, again, friends, I have a friend named Chance who runs an organization, a company called American Survival Wholesale, who carries the same heart. And you want to check out his brand new website. He just updated some of the stuff he has going on over there, and it looks great. It looks absolutely awesome. But it's their mission, friends, through the Veterans Outreach Program, a program that offers a helping hand to our veterans who have, in many cases, also been thrown away by the government in which they fought and bled and, in many cases, died fighting for. And through the blessing bestowed upon them by the Lord, American Survival Wholesale works with these honorable men and women, America's best friends, to ship food, blankets, and supplies, and even spend time with these men and women, America's finest, in fellowship and in prayer. It's their mission statement, American Survival Wholesale, that drives their Christian and veteran-owned company. Amen. So what I want you to do is I want you to check out their website. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Scroll down to the right, and you will find a camouflage ad. Click onto it. Check it out. Support American Survival Wholesale because, friends, they're supporting you. Also wanted to let you know that when you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can become a son or daughter of liberty. Check it out, folks. Great stuff. It really is. It's second to none. I promise that this ministry does nothing second rate. I also want to let you know that you can go over there and win a, you ready for this? Oh, it is a beautiful, beautiful weapon. Win a Joshua MK5. You still have time. Put your name in the hat. You got to leave your email address, friends. Nobody can call you back if you don't leave the number, right? You got to do that. You got to do your own due diligence. Also, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We got some brand new articles posted, as we always do. And friends, support the ministry, because without you, we cannot do what we do. And for those that do support the ministry, I want you to know I'm praying for you every night. That you seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. I don't pray that the Lord blesses you with riches. No. You know, oftentimes you see the richest people in the world, they're the poorest. I mean, they're so poor, that's all they have is money. And they lose their soul to gain the world. No, lose the world and gain the soul. Sell all that you have, friends, and give it all to the kingdom. And that's what it says in the Word of God. I'm not telling you to sell your house. I'm not one of these whack jobs that's out there telling you to do that. No, I'm not doing none of that. I'm simply saying, folks, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And the Lord said that if you seek me with your whole heart, you'll find me. Jeremiah 29:11-13. Friends, in all sincerity, we love you at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com with our actions, 1 John 3:18. And I will talk to you in 23. Take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you then. See ya.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.